it all started off very well, except that we were supposed to be the first ones, I think, between me and President Lungu, the Patriotic Front, the ruling party. The ruling party was allowed to make adjustments to the timetable, to adjustment to its timetable, and we similarly requested the same. They were allowed to do so. But in our case, the Electoral Commission, the so-called Independent Electoral Commission, did not respond to our letter, email that we wrote to them on the 13th of May. So, in essence, they made it practically impossible for us to carry out the process, to complete the pre-processing process of our supporters.
Some people are suggesting that you just don't have the people needed to file your nomination, and that you are just one of those pocket political parties or presidential aspirants that made noise on social media platforms but doesn't have support on the ground. How do you respond to that?
That's not true. That is not true. That's what they want to believe, that that's the case. But that is not the case. They frustrated our supporters. How come we struggled? We did in six provinces, but we couldn't bring the other four provinces to Lusaka because they changed the process when the game had already started playing. So they said, you bring all the other supporters to Lusaka. So it was practically impossible to bring those supporters in 2 days' time, looking at the logistics. So it's not true that we don't have supporters.
Now that it looks like the door is shut, what is your next line of action?
Yes. Well, we have agreed as a party that we identify a suitable opposition political party and support that political party for purposes of regime change. And I think that's the inescapable political process of this country. Regime change is of the essence if this country is to survive economically.
You are in opposition. You have seen all the opposition political parties. There were even attempts to have an opposition alliance before the elections. You are talking about regime change. Have you identified any specific candidate that has the best shot of defeating incumbent President Edgar Chagwa Lungu?
I think let us be spotlessly clear. Mr. Lungu is the weakest candidate in this election. That's the more the reason why he has arm-twisted the Electoral Commission to prevent the opposition from holding rallies. Because they don't want to be exposed.
Some people argue that is not true. There's a pandemic and medical measures have been implemented to ensure that you cut the spread of the coronavirus in Zambia. Nobody is campaigning. So why are you blaming the president for that?
Well, he has never taken the message of COVID-19. Early this year, when probably it was worse than the way it is now, the opposition was consistent in cautioning him and his party to avoid campaigning, but they paid no attention to that message, and they took no notice to the seriousness of the pandemic when it had hit the peak. Now then, the question is why now, when even the statistics themselves are nowhere near to what it was 3 months ago? So we think that this is rather for political expediency and for self-saving. The idea is to gag the opposition. The idea is to suppress and oppress the opposition.
So which of the candidates are you going to endorse or support?
Well, we are still as a party. And when I say as a party, we are also talking about our other allied political parties that we work closely with. We are in consultation and we are trying to identify who we think that their respective vision of their political party nearly resembles what we stand for, what we believe in.
You have one objective, to defeat incumbent President Edgar Lungu. You have said he is the weakest presidential candidate. So why wouldn't you support the next big thing that you know is capable of winning? So why are you delaying? This is why people are saying that you only exist on paper, but not on the ground. And that is why you are delaying, which affected your candidacy.
Well, first, I think we are all clear that the man's candidature has been challenged because he has already held office twice.